Wisconsin still doesn't know when it will close its two youth prisons. In 2018, then-Governor Scott Walker signed a law to shut the schools at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, but they're still open. Conditions have been improving, but as Elisa Roth tells us, the kids there still face tremendous mental health challenges.
Dealing with the mental health of kids at Lincoln Hills, Copper Lake is a daunting task. Tracy Johnson oversees mental health care for juveniles there. She says just about every one of the 49 boys and 12 girls currently housed there have some mental health needs. More than half are on psychotropic medications. Almost all report trauma. Johnson says mental health care starts as soon as kids arrive on site.
From the moment the youth arrives, we assign them a clinician, so that psychology staff member will follow them throughout their stay at the facility.
She says there are 16 staff members who offer individual therapy, group therapy, and crisis management, among other services. But it didn't used to be like that. Arisa Washington is a psychologist who came to Copper Lake for an internship in 2016. At that time, she says, caseloads were high, and she didn't see most of the clients very often.
You see certain clients like once every month. You see certain clients once every 2 weeks, almost very reflective of like the adult or corrections population.
She ended up getting a full-time job at Copper Lake when she graduated. And she says by the time she left last summer, it felt much more like a clinic or a hospital.
It's not like we just do a therapy session and we're done.
The average daily population at the facilities has dropped by more than two-thirds since 2016. Nationally, the number of kids who are locked up has also been falling. Wisconsin's juvenile correction system has been rocked by a series of scandals in recent years, including a number of lawsuits that were filed when several kids tried to kill themselves. A federal investigation ended in 2019 without any charges being filed. But there have been a number of changes made at the facility since 2018, when the state settled a class action lawsuit brought by the Wisconsin ACLU and the Juvenile Law Center. The Juvenile Law Center is a nonprofit public interest law firm that represents children. As part of the settlement, a federal judge ordered oversight by an outside monitor. The monitor's reports started in January 2019, and they show a general improvement in conditions, which the psychologists Johnson and Washington also described. But some of the monitor's findings are still worrying for how conditions there may affect the kids' mental health. One example, the settlement ordered the facilities to mostly stop using solitary confinement, except when kids were at serious risk of hurting themselves. Kate Burdick is a senior attorney at the Juvenile Law Center. She's worried that the staff have been interpreting the idea of serious risk loosely.
Our concerns are that they may be using it when it's not a concern about self-harm, and it's not a serious self-harm, or it's nothing imminent.
Kids on this kind of observation status only get 2 hours a day outside their rooms and don't have access to classes or other activities. Solitary confinement is known to make symptoms of mental illness worse or even trigger symptoms in people who didn't have them before. The monitor's most recent report is from July of this year, and in it, she also talked about kids complaining that staff were still using too much force, and kids also told her they don't have enough meaningful activity. The facilities present other challenges to the mental health of the people there. More than half the kids come from places that are several hours away, which makes it hard for families to visit. One of the plans that's been floated as a replacement is to build smaller facilities that would let kids stay closer to home. Wisconsin's correctional system also has some of the worst racial disparities of any state. Many of the kids are Black or Native American, while staff in the facilities are largely white. Burdick says all of these are reasons the facilities need to be shut down.
At the end of the day, it's really not a healthy place for them to be growing up.
Legislators have been arguing over the cost of the various alternatives, but the current setup is very expensive. Under the budget for fiscal year 2022, counties pay the state $1,154 a day per kid. That's more than $400,000 a year. For Call to Mind at American Public Media, I'm Elisa Roth.
And 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR, is partnering with APM's Mental Health Initiative for a free virtual well-beings tour event Wednesday evening at 7. Join us for Call to Mind Live, Youth Incarceration and Mental Health. You can find a link and register at WUWM.com or on our Facebook page.